Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
46235.
46235. Thank you. First and last name?
Deborah Morton.
Thank you. Deborah. And what's your shipping address, ma'am, for security purposes?
9238 Celtic Court, Indianapolis, Indiana.
Thank you. So I located your account for the Aloe Vera Face Cream and Serum. An order was created on March 15th for $6.70 and $7.70. How can I assist you?
Well, why am I getting a bill for $91? One for $91 and then another one for $92.
Because when you placed the order back on March 15th, you paid $6.70. And $7.45 for shipping and handling of the product. And you're in a 14-day trial period to call in and cancel any future billing.
Nobody ever told me that. I want it canceled because I didn't know that you had only 14 days to cancel.
Yes, your trial starts on March 15 and expired on March 30th on March 31st and April 1st, we billed you the retail price of the item.
Well, I don't
want
it. I want you to cancel it.
That's not another shipment, ma'am. We're billing you for the item that you already have because nobody gave us the callback.
It was only a sample.
It's not a sample. That is the actual product. That is a full 30-day supply. Everything is stated.
No, I only got one little tiny door. I have not got nothing else since.
That is the actual product, ma'am. That's not a sample.
One little jar?
You have two items. You have the eye serum and the face cream.
Right.
Okay, you have two items.
For $90?
That's the retail price of the item. That's not a sample. As well, it is a monthly membership. Where you receive that item every month for that retail price, but we can apply a 35%.
But I don't want it every month. I only got it once. I don't want it anymore.
Well, man, the item is the best one in the market. A lot of customers have seen
I don't care
the
if
results.
It's the best one in the market. I don't want any more.
It is to reduce wrinkles, increase collagen, and we can even apply a 50% discount on all future shipments, ma'am. And I do apologize about the inconvenience, but I do have to follow through my company's protocols.
Well, I'm going to report you to the Better Business Bureau because the way they stated it, it was a sample, and I don't want it anymore. So I don't want you shipping me nothing else.
What I'll do, I'll get your account canceled as a customer courtesy. Let me see. As a customer courtesy, what I could do, I can apply 35% credit of the charges that were done to the card.
Okay, but there's one for $91 and $92. That's $180 damn.
We're applying a 35% credit as a customer courtesy, ma'am. We're issuing you a card out there.
Well, I don't want you sending me nothing else. Do you hear me?
No, your account will be canceled.
And that wasn't what it was stated when I ordered it.
It is stated in the terms and policies. You have to agree to that information for the order to go through. If you don't agree to the terms and policies, then the order would have never got sent out to you for the shipping and handling, ma'am. You would have never had an account with us.
Well, I mean, they said it was only $6 and something. Not no goddamn.
Did you went over
dollars.
The terms and policies, ma'am, when you placed the order?
I don't remember if I did or not.
Okay. The most that my supervisors allow me to do is apply 50% credit of the charges.
That's fine.
But that'll be the most. The credits will go back to the card in 5 to 7 business days. Do you have something to write your cancellation number? Do you prefer us sending it to your email?
Send it to my email.
Okay, you're all set. Do you have any additional questions today?
Nope, that's it.
Thank you for calling customer care. Hope you have a wonderful night.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.